Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Dr. Natalia Vihovsky of Think Natalia. Dr. Natalia, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me over, Gresham, or Gresh.
No problem. It's great to have you on. And what I want to do is just read a little bit more about Dr. Natalia so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And at the age of 29, at the peak of her corporate career and deep unhappiness, she quit her job and started from scratch. During a 9-month sabbatical, she changed the way she thought, spoke, and acted. She committed to design her purposeful dream life, founded Think Natalia. Her obsession is consulting people who left corporate to do their own thing, teaching coaches and consultants how to market themselves, how to build thought leadership and personal brands on LinkedIn. Her aim is to build a tribe of 1 million thinkers and doers to challenge and change the status quo. Dr. Natalia, are you ready to speak to the I Am CEO community?
Oh, I'm so ready. Let's do this.
Let's do it. So to kick everything off, I wanted to hear a little bit more about what I call your CEO story and what led you to start your business.
I finished my studies, and when you're a social scientist, the perfect job for you doesn't exist because nobody almost looks for social scientists. So you would either end up in marketing or in HR or in a nonprofit organization. So what I did is I first experimented working for the government in the educational sector. So I did that. I realized, the competition is not really high. I mean, it's secure, it's safe, it's well paid, but I'm too young for that stuff. So then I changed to private economy and I worked in marketing, and I realized, I don't know, I just don't feel it. So I asked myself, what is another alternative? And there were, I think, around three. The first one was to get married, become a mom, shut the up, and just don't work, get a sugar daddy, and all of the problems are gone. Unfortunately, that doesn't work because I'm a very ambitious person and I want to create and do stuff. Right. So that didn't work. The second option would be going back to Germany, because back then I lived in UAE, where I live already right now, or still live right now. But the opportunity would be going back to Germany and making sure that the government pays for me and I say I'm unemployed, and there's also a way how you can live like that. But I don't appreciate such strategies, and I think it should be only for people who have some serious problems, like, for example, a mom who's going through a divorce who has to look after two kids. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, so what's option number three? It is start your own business. And I was terrified and scared as hell, but I said, I need to try it because option one and two sound boring, lame, and I don't want to do that.
You're right. That's awesome. And I appreciate you for deciding to do that. And I'm sure there's a million other people, as we said in the intro, that are also excited about you doing that as well. So I wanted to hear a little bit more about what you're doing at Think Natalia. You can tell us how you serve the clients, what we'll find there, and tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure. So I realized that a lot of people don't know how to market themselves. They don't know how to present themselves. They don't like speaking about themselves. And they're very shy when it comes to saying, I am the expert in. It's almost as if you have to whisper it. And especially when you come from Germany, and when you are a woman, I think it's also a little bit tougher because that's not how we were raised or how we were socialized. Mm-hmm. So I realized that there is a big gap, because for me, in the end, personal branding or marketing yourself, it is a communication tool. And when you are not clear in your communication, when you do not know who you are, what you stand for, what you're great at, what kind of people do you help, what kind of results you can get them, when they expect the results or when they can expect the results. If you don't know that, and if you do not clearly communicate that, chances are really, really high that potential clients or project owners or your potential employer also does know that. So I said that I need to test all of that on my brand first. I need to experiment. I need to be a guinea pig and see what works, what doesn't work. Then I've created a formula for myself that literally starts with profile sharpening and daily routines and your story and content creation and continues up to networking and lead generation. So this is what I've developed by now. So it's a group coaching program with a focus on personal branding. And I primarily help people who left corporate to do their own thing, as you said in the beginning. And these people are usually coaches, consultants, keynote speakers, all sorts of experts who say, I want to turn my passion, I want to turn that one I'm burning for into my dream job. I want to make a lot of money. I want to be financially independent, but I really want to make a difference because I disagree with whatever it is. And everybody has a different field that gets very, very close to our heart, to our core. It could be woman empowerment. It could be saving the environment. It could be whatever it is, helping kids in a specific geographical area. And this is why I love working with people, because give back, and through that we create a ripple effect and create a better society than it was yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I appreciate you definitely, you know, being the catalyst for that. And it kind of sounds like at the core foundation is a person's, you know, why they want to create, to do something, like they have a strong passion about X, Y, and Z. Like you mentioned, it could be women empowerment or whatever that might be. But it's great that in today's world, we have the tools kind of at our disposal to be able to do that, to build those personal brands and to be able to say, hey, we're great because of X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, nowadays for me, social media is a little bit like your stage. And we all, I believe that we are actors and that we need to stand up on these stages and speak to our audiences in order to make a difference, in order to be seen and heard. And my philosophy is also based on the idea that maybe life is just a stage and maybe we do not need to take ourselves so seriously. And maybe it's all about giving back and entertaining people or edutaining them. So entertaining them and teaching them something, adding value. And through that, imagine if everybody would do that. I mean, I'm 100% convinced that we would live more balanced, more successful, and definitely happier.
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially if you're doing it from alignment of who you are and what you stand for, what you're supposed to be doing, rather than what somebody else is telling you to do, or you should be doing X, Y, and Z just because of that. So I love that. And I definitely appreciate that. So would that be what you consider to be like your secret sauce? And this is what you feel kind of distinguishes you or your organization and kind of sets you apart. Is that what you consider that to be?
My personal branding approach is holistic, if I can call it that way, because I believe that a lot of the personal branding consultancies or agencies or coaches out there, they start a lot on the outside. So they start with the wording, and they start with the colors and with the logo and everything that you can see on the outside. And I always say that's fantastic, but you need to start from scratch. You need to start on the inside. You need to tell me how you want to be perceived. You need to tell me how your day looks like. You need to tell me about your morning routines. If you want to make it in life, you need to start with things like meditation and gratitude practices and actions every day, because the personal brands that I'm building are not any kind of personal brands, but these are thought leader personal brands or leadership brands. So for me, you will only be successful if you turn into the person that you would follow. So this is what I ask my clients, you know, you want to be inspirational, you want to be a motivation, but if you would have a critical look at yourself right now, would you follow yourself? And in 99.9% of the cases, people say no. And I was like, so what would you have to change in order to get there? And I have a few suggestions. And it's very, very funny, because in the beginning, there's quite some resistance, especially when I talk about how you structure your day and do you have enough space or time for yourself, which is not selfish. It is the core. If you don't look after yourself, you cannot serve others. So make sure you love and you accept yourself and you respect yourself first. And a lot of people, again, are a little bit confused in the beginning, but then the further we progress and the whole personal branding concept, they're like, oh, now it makes sense. Now I understand why we did that in the beginning. I would be never, ever able to speak to so many people online if I would take things so personally, or if I wouldn't have enough sleep, or if I wouldn't have created enough space to create content. So thank you for, yeah, getting me, or starting with the basics, starting to crawl, then to run until we fly.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. And especially, you know, the word, you know, brand is used a lot, and it's kind of hard to sometimes understand exactly what that means. But I love that you start from scratch, just as you did in your story, where you start to see what exactly do you want to stand for? What exactly would motivate you to follow that person that you want to be? And once you start to do that, it starts to manifest itself in the color of the logo or the font that you use and all those things. But you really have to start at that bare bones, or you never really can showcase that to its, I guess, greatest potential.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, see it as an opportunity to totally reinvent yourself, as if you would hit the reset button and imagine you could be anybody in the world. Whom would you like to be? I mean, that's an amazing opportunity for a second or third life. It's, for me, it's, I'm always super excited about my clients, and I'm really looking forward to seeing which area they, or in which direction they develop. And it's awesome to see these massive transformations and this shift in how far people can go, and the self-confidence that people get after 6, 7, or 8 weeks. I love it.
Yes, absolutely. Definitely sounds exciting. So I appreciate you for doing that and sharing that with us. And I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, or some of the things you might have touched on already, but something that makes you more effective and efficient.
For me, it's meditating. Every day, let's say 15 minutes, 20 minutes if you can. If you can, and even longer, of course, 30 minutes, although that's challenging. It is a super high efficiency tool, and it makes me also, I believe, a kinder and a nicer person.
Yes, absolutely. I think we can all use a little bit more meditation in our lives. And it's funny, the first time I did meditation, I think the visual that I think I went through some app, or I can't remember the app that I was using, but it basically had a visualization of a balloon, kind of just what you talked about, where you have whatever that feeling might be, frustration, whatever that is, but you have it in your hand, and it's okay that it comes to you, but you let it go. And after you let it go, then it's gone. And exactly. So I truly appreciate that visualization as well that you provided, because a lot of times you think you're doing it wrong if you have those things that you're thinking about, but in reality, you want to just be able to create that space to release it. I appreciate that. And now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or a piece of advice, or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
Well, I would tell that younger business self that the right way of running a business does not exist. So when you observe people on social media, or you talk to people at a business event or at a networking get together, especially in the beginning, everybody seems to have it figured out and everybody knows it best. Everybody has the best lead magnet or the best, management tool to manage their clients and conversion tools and all of that. And I was just sitting there, I was like, oh, maybe I'm too stupid to run a business. I just don't know and I don't understand it. And for me, a gentleman who changed my life, I think it was it Derek Sivers, I think, who wrote Anything You Want. I think that was the book, in which he said, you know, there are a few rules that you need to accept, you know, when it comes to law and everything that is business related, that is legal. But besides that, it's your baby. You can do whatever you want, read different articles, books, work with different consultants, experiment with it, and then find your own way.
Yeah, that's very powerful. And I think it's right in alignment with everything you stand for and everything you talk about, you know, with the clients that you work with, that, you know, I always kind of see business sometimes as like an artist. You know, you have a canvas, you are the painter, you decide exactly what colors you want, where you want them. And a lot of times, because there's experts and gurus, you're always doing it wrong, but you can't really lose if you are doing in alignment with what you're passionate about and who you are. So that's definitely a great CEO nugget. I appreciate you for sharing that with us. And now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on this show. So Dr. Natalia, what does being a CEO mean to you?
For me, CEO means chief entertainment officer. So you need to keep your clients entertained. You need to keep the people entertained that work for you, or ideally you keep them edutained, because I love the word edutainer. It's a mix between education and entertainment.
Nice. I definitely love that definition. And edutainment is the word of the day now. So I personally appreciate that as well too. But I think, yeah, sometimes when we look at business, we think of big institutions, but when we peel back the onion, everything's made up of people. And if you are in the people business, you understand people, you're able to communicate and direct and educate and entertain people, then you're definitely, you know, along the right track. So I appreciate that definition. And Dr. Natalia, I appreciate your time even more. What I wanted to do was pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you can let our readers and listeners know. And then, of course, how best they can get a hold of you.
I think what's very important is that we need to understand that perfection is just an illusion. So we need to, our core or our target should be being authentic and not really being perfect. So because if you wait until you're perfect, you're never going to start. Perfect is an illusion. It doesn't make sense. And the best place where to find me is either on LinkedIn. You'll find me under, what is it, at Dr. Natalia Wiechowski. On Instagram, you'll find me under at Think Natalia. And if you want to know more about what I do, then simply go to www.coachingwithnatalia.com.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Natalia. We'll make sure to have those links in the show notes as well so that everybody can follow up with you. But I appreciate you, appreciate your time, appreciate all the awesome things you're doing to make the world a better place. And I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Thanks a lot. And likewise, Gresham.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.